Page 203. Find me unafraid. As we walk, the big skyscrapers of downtown Nairobi, several miles to the northeast of us, melt into the distance. We weave through markets with everything from chickens to chairs displayed for sale. Abruptly, the paved road stops, and the buildings seem to shrink and huddle closer together. We continue on a dirt path. There are people everywhere. I have to push my way through the dense crowd, trying my best not to fall in the mud. There are so many people, I can hardly make out individuals. People are going every which way with determined strides. Before us sprawls Kibera, one of Africa's largest slums. Separated by a set of train tracks from the nearby lower middle class areas that enjoy formal provision of electricity and water, Kibera gives new meaning to the saying, the other side of the tracks. In Kibera, hundreds of thousands of houses made from sheets of corrugated metal and other recycled materials are piled nearly on top of one another. Garbage-lined paths thread the neighbourhood instead of roads, and the terrain consists of hilly slopes and steep inclines that, without paving, are uneven, making it difficult to maintain balance. With its own markets and shops, Kibera is almost a city unto itself, except that inside of the slum there are no government schools or health services, running water or legal power services. No one knows how many people live inside the slum. Estimates range up to 1 million people in a space about the size of Central Park, entirely marginalised. Kennedy Odede and Jessica Posner, Find Me Unafraid, Love, Loss and Hope in an African Slum, 2016.